Hey, so I called him and he said that agreement is just stating that they own multiple entities and it's not like signing away or giving any liability to that to service staffing.
Okay.
And the only reason they want those banks is to make sure they haven't taken out any additional debt on service staffing. I don't know, I guess just to make sure they will be able to pay back this one. So would they be okay with that? Since they aren't like actually signing any liability away on service staffing.
Let me see. I mean, we have to at least get the address changed. And that should avoid the second site as well. I'm going to send you a bank statement right now for service staffing. So maybe that'll be enough for them to change the address on that form.
Right, so the
And just
address is
put
what's
billing
on the
officer's
bank
address on those
statement.
terms.
Sorry, you cut
Pardon
out
me?
there, Kevin.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
So service staffing shares the same address as their business office. It sounded like they wanted to order a site inspection on the address they found on the tax return, and the same address that was on their form that they sent over for them to sign. But they don't want to do another site inspection. They just want this over with. So the bank statement I just sent you has the same address as the other entities. And the same address as the other entities on that addendum. So hopefully they can switch the address and then they won't have to do any more site inspections either.
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
Okay. I'm sending that to you now and then I guess I'll start collecting the rest of that information.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.